This week we are reading about zeal and zealousness in our parsha. It's called Pinchas. It's about a man called Pinchas, or at least at the beginning. And he acts against what he perceives as a really shocking act of immorality. A Jewish leader has sexual relations with a Midianite woman in front of the tent of meeting, where the tabernacle is, front of the Jewish people camped around it. And he's shocked by this, and he acts as they are having their relations, and he kills them. And this act is related to, and even in this week's parsha, he's rewarded for this. It's quite difficult for us to see this zealousness and this violence. Now, the act itself, when the rabbis get their hands on it, are very restrictive of it. It's not something we should do. If we were to ask a court, should we do it? They would say no. It would only be acceptable at the time of the act. After the fact, it would be something that would be very wrong. It would need witnesses. Oh, there are many different reasons why this act would be considered wrong according to Jewish law, and therefore not really to be modelled upon. But it's interesting to think, isn't it, whether we can separate zealous acts, such as acts of violence, from being zealous. Is there something that we lack in saying or worrying about being zealous? Think of the two brothers who are the sons of Jacob, Shimon and Levi, whose sister Dinah, that's the daughter of Jacob, is raped in Shechem, in the north of Israel, as they are living around that area. And they act to kill and massacre. Basically, they sack the town of Shechem, killing most of its inhabitants. And that is considered awful by Jacob, really, really awful by their father. And they're cursed in a way later by their father as he dies. He reminds what they do. But he says, Shimon ve'Levi achim. Shimon and Levi were brothers. They were violent, and their violence is criticized, but they were zealous for solidarity with their brethren. They zealously stood up for their sister Dina and what happened to her. And according to Rabbi Hirsch, a German rabbi in the 19th century, there's something praiseworthy about zealousness for that solidarity. They shouldn't become leaders. A zealous leader is dangerous. But there's something about that inside feeling of zealousness. And so maybe we are zealous for family, for values. There are things that we're passionate and zealous about. And maybe, therefore, it's not difficult to understand and accept that people will be, without being violent, hopefully, and we stand up against zealousness bringing violence, but a feeling of passion and zeal for God and for religion surely should be acceptable nevertheless.